And so when you think of it, you go, oh, prosciutto?
Meat-flavored.
Meat-flavored? Ham. Like, it's pretty much like a, you know, a nice...
Was there one with bacalhau flavor?
There was no bacalhau flavor. That'll
See,
be...
that makes sense to me because you've got...
Welcome to Married to Portuguese. On each episode, my English-Irish husband, Bob, and I discuss and laugh about our life and adventures in the Portuguese culture.
I don't know where to look. Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Ah, here we are again.
Here we are. Back filming another podcast for you guys.
I think we're filming it for ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, we do have fun doing this. We do have to say that. We do have fun. We're like, okay, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to share? What do we want to do?
So we were in a market in Providence that had some Portuguese goods and some Hispanic goods.
It was a mixed market.
Cute little store that had prepared foods and unprepared foods.
I don't know how we happened to go by there. All of a sudden, I saw something about like Portuguese international market with, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever been in there. And I can't even tell you the name. I lost track of the name now. But we went in and it was a small, cute little market. And they had a few little Portuguese things here and there, which was really nice to see. They were selling pops, the popsicles. They were selling the queijadas de nata, the pastéis de nata. You know, they were doing all of that. And then as we picked up some few things, and then we saw chips as we were about to leave. And I went, they're selling chips. And we have to show you the specific kind of chips. Because the first time we had these, we were in the Azores.
We were in the Azores.
And we were going through their market. Because I love to go to supermarkets out there. Because you get to see all the new stuff that's coming in and all that. And all the spices and all that. And they had Ruffles brand. We're not paid by Ruffles. No one's paying us anything.
We'll take it, but...
Yeah, not Lay's, it was Ruffles. I don't think I've ever seen anything by Lay's. It's just Ruffles. So. And they have, like, different flavors of chips. Just like we have here, you know, but in different ways.
Yeah. I think... But when we saw what we're getting to the first time, I don't think the crazy flavored chip fad had hit here.
Not yet.
Yet. I mean, you had your... vinegar chips and
sour cream
barbecue and
sour cream. That's the one we used to get at home. So
now it's going crazy.
Yes.
Just crazy. Potato chips are my kryptonite.
It is his kryptonite.
I love potato chips.
It is his
kryptonite.
They're
not good for anybody, but
too many is not good.
Oh, that's too many is not enough.
No.
is what I would say. So anyway, we thought we'd do some tasting here.
It's just to show you.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah,
so
if you see these chips, pick them up. Okay? They're not big bags. They're just like these smaller bags. And they're by Ruffles. And this one here is Ruffles.
You're hiding it behind the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ruffles. And it's flavored with, it says, prosciutto. And so when you think of it, you go... Oh, prosciutto?
Meat-flavored.
Meat-flavored? Ham. Like, it's pretty much like a, you know, a nice...
Was there one with bacalhau flavor?
There was no bacalhau flavor.
That makes sense to me because you've got bacalhau with potatoes in it.
That'll be up for Ruffles to do. That will be not up for Maria to do. No.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
I'm going to trademark that. Or patent it. I'm not sure. But that was my idea.
So this was the first one we had when we were in the Azores going, oh my goodness, they have prosciutto flavored potato chips. How is that going to taste?
I really wish you'd stop waving that bag around my nose.
Oh, I know. So you're going to have one?
Yes. You'd be wrong of me not to.
Yes. And I'm going to have one too. So, you know, it's a regular chip, but.
I love potato chips.
It's so good. It's like prosciutto.
It's very salty, though.
It's a potato chip.
Well, I've been eating less salt, so everything tastes saltier to me.
It's fantastic.
That's
it really
right.
is.
And it has a hint of prosciutto.
It has a hint of it. It's not overpowering at all. And it's just like a different little take on it. And it's, usually we don't have like bacon flavored chips, or maybe there is now. I have no idea. We haven't bought chips in a long time.
I know, it's been sad.
It's been a sad
moment. I got a letter from Mr. Lay's asking me, where have I been?
We need that Lawton money coming mm-hmm. into Lay's. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to apologize to the stockholders at Lay's.
So, yeah. So, do you like this one?
I do.
I know. I mean, I do, too. It's really good. So, again.
No, actually, I'm not sure. Oh. I'm not sure. Are there smaller ones in here?
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, you got two. So, yeah. So, this is the first one. And I've seen them at Portugalia, because everybody knows I go there for all my little stuff that I really need, that it's hard to find in other markets. And they usually always have this. But sometimes when I go there, they're sold out. So definitely recommend you pick that up. And then the other one, go ahead, take that away. Yes, take that away, because you'd be eating it. It's right there. And so the next one... Oh, ketchup flavored. And we saw that one like maybe the following year or something. And we're like, ketchup flavor, come on. Now you're adding things to it that shouldn't be. But go ahead.
I've never had one of these. So I'm...
Yes, you have.
I don't remember having that.
Yes, you have. You have.
Showmanship.
Yes.
Well, the first thing that hits me is vinegar.
I was going to say it's a vinegary.
And then you get the sweetness of the ketchup.
Yep. But this, along with something else to go along with it, would be perfect. But, I mean, from these two, my favorite is still the prosciutto.
See, this is a little too sweet for me.
It's the prosciutto. See, because you're right.
Kisses are sweet enough.
Aww. What a sweet talker. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, again, this one, I bet you for most of you, you would see that and you'd go, oh, I'd try that. Oh, here I go again. I'm
well, sure,
upset.
I'll try it either.
Yeah, I'll try that. And this is a simple, easy one to try. But we wanted to make sure that when you see these, if you go to little markets, international markets, you're going to find different flavored chips. And so pick some up, even if it's just one small little bags, just to taste test, because they're really different and delicious. So,
all right, let me ask you about growing up.
Okay.
Put these back.
Yes.
Eat a lot of potato chips growing up?
It was a new thing for us here. There'd always be a bag of sorts, especially with sandwiches. If it was like a tuna sandwich that my mom would make or something like that, we'd have some, like a handful of chips on the side. That was a big deal. That mm-hmm. was a big deal. And of course, you could make your hand-cut potato chips. And my mom would do that every once in a blue moon.
Wow.
Because it's labor intensive. But, you know, that was always a treat.
Yeah. We did growing up.
Yeah.
We always had potato chips and, you know, we'd bring lunch to school and we'd have our sandwich and we'd have a baggie full of potato chips. And that was before the baggies were Ziploc, by the way. That's when they had that weird kind of flap to fold that never stayed. I don't even know how that would work.
I remember
that. But we always had potato chips. So they were a regular part of our diet. And as adults, we've had friends who always had potato chips on their dinner table.
Yes.
Which I'm not judging because I love potato chips.
Right. Right. We never served it like that. Although at parties you would.
Well, parties.
Yeah. And you would have that big bowl full of chips
in it.
Well,
it's not like serving dinner. And
no,
you've
no,
got
no, no.
Potato chips
no,
every night.
No.
But
no. But that was like a big deal again.
So how about the king of potato chips, Rodella's?
That's the hand-cut potato chips.
Well, those aren't potato chips. But potato chips are thin and very crispy, if they're not thin. So, like, you've got, like, the Cape Cod-style kettle chips, which are thicker.
Yeah.
But Rodella's aren't really potato chips. It's just, that's a twist on French fries. They're round.
True.
And really, true. They're really a twist on steak fries, since they're kind of, they're not crispy.
They're not crispy. Yeah. Although some Rodellas are, depending on who makes it and how thin they cut it.
Yeah, we didn't try it, but we were at Tia Maria's last night in downtown New Bedford.
We were.
And they have something new on the menu, loaded rotellas.
Yes.
Which we didn't try, but...
Yeah, we considered it, but
that sounds pretty good.
We went for the shrimp cakes and the chorizo bombero, which mm-hmm. is the fireman's chorizo where the flames, it comes out in the flame and all that. I think it's all the show part of it that I like. I like a snack with a, you know, a grand entrance of sorts.
Well, that is definitely a grand entrance.
A good, yes.
So where do you fall on potato sticks?
I've never been a huge potato stick fan, although I know plenty of people use that when they're making the bacalhau brage instead of cutting up and making their own fries. They'll use the potato fries.
Do you consider that cheating?
It's improvising. I'm never going to say it's improvising. I won't say no to that because people, it's easier. It's faster. It's just a quicker way to do things. It doesn't make it, you know.
What would you use them in?
Bacalhau brage. Instead of the cutting your potatoes out like that, you would use the straw, sticks. The potato sticks. Yeah. So, yeah. I know plenty of friends of mine that use that instead.
Yeah, but frying at home is such a pain in the neck.
It is like a pain in the neck. Deep frying is such a pain in the neck. Yeah. I have a deep fryer. I mean, I can count on one hand how many times I've deep fried.
You can count on one finger how many times we've deep fried.
Potatoes? No. I'm not going to.
Such a waste of oil.
It is. But we've made malasadas. We have to use the fryer for that. We've made other things.
Still on one hand.
It's still on one hand. It's not that often. But so, yeah. So we did the salty part. And then, of course, do we want to go to the sweet part now, or do we go?
I think we hold the sweet one for the next conversation. I'm still enjoying my potato conversation.
Okay, I guess we're going to have more potato chips before we go into our next one. So that was our salty stuff, and then I'll show you the sweet stuff that we picked up when we were at that market, too. That'll be next. Okay, guys.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and we'd love to hear your ideas for topics. Ciao.